it's got water in it. People in the chat, I see you talking about. Is Nick gonna, is he just drinking
you're
ice?
Just drinking,
it starts with water. Actually, mm-hmm. It starts with
one
a
thing.
Trenta ice coffee.
I don't
coffee.
Know why.
Doesn't it doesn't really matter whether to do or die.
Yeah.
It starts with a Trenta ice coffee, people, for your edification, mm-hmm. And then I suck that down in about 5 seconds because, you know, one of us is addicted to something. Then I fill it up with water because my doctor's like, hey, you have to
you
drink
need
more
hydration,
water.
Little
That's
Mickey.
Why you keep pulling muscles. And stuff. What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's the beginning
Monday.
Of a week. Let's see what fun-filled things are in store for us this week.
It's going to be a good week.
I think it's going to be a great week.
It's going to be
week.
A fantastic week. There's some things we can't talk about yet.
There's not.
That are happening this week.
But lots of good
but
things.
But they're very fun things.
My name is Nick Scarpino, of course. If you're new to the show, this is Tim Geddes. Thank you so much. We do do this show every day.
Do.
We do do 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Oh, jokes on a Monday. It's too early for that.
Yeah.
So maybe Tuesday we can start making the doo-doo jokes.
Okay.
Wednesday we can start
Can we have a new thing? Doo Doo Tuesdays?
Doo Doo Tuesdays it is.
Okay.
Done. What was it? Spooky Sundays and Doo Doo Tuesdays?
Spooky Wednesday.
Spooky Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Cool. I just have to remember for next time because I was saying Spooky Sundays and you're like, Nick, we don't launch anything on Sundays.
We don't.
Maybe you should pay attention to our business for once.
Yeah.
And I was like, why start
why,
now?
Why start now?
Why start now?
Tuesdays.
This show, the Kind of Funny Morning Show, comes to you guys each and every day, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. That's right. If you're watching this on YouTube, we actually do this live with chat and we talk to people and it's super fun. So if you guys can carve out some time during your day or if you're in Europe during your night, I don't know. Come hang out with us and chat with us. I don't know how time works.
Me neither.
Of course, if watching things is not your thing, you want to listen to this, we put it on podcast services all over the world. Today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you, that's right, by kindoffunny.com/store,
ooh,
where we have awesome new things, including this new party mode mug, which is dope.
Yeah, it's a slip in it.
What is it?
I don't know. It's just what it says. Let's see, get into party mode with your favorite beverage and this sweet-ass Slippin'
I think that's Silly Pint?
Silly Pint?
Yeah, it looks like Silly Pint.
Silly Pint.
It's
I don't know what
silly
that means.
Pint. It's a pint that's so
I like,
silly.
I like your way of saying it, Slippin' It.
Slippin' It, yeah.
Like you sweet just ass, slip slippin' it. This is dope. We need some of these for the office.
We do.
Should definitely get
we
these.
Do.
We should get these for when we do. I have a genius idea.
Throw it at me, Nick.
When we do party mode,
yes,
we should use the party mode Slippin'its.
I like that.
What do you think about that?
I'm totally down
that
for that.
Way, if people see them and go, hey, that's really cool, it's almost like we're advertising them
in
on
our own
shows.
Product.
That's,
product placement.
We've placed the product
in our other products.
In our other products. It's inception for products. Kevin is now Googling Silly Pint. Silly Pint? How do you say that word?
It's silicone. And then they
silicone.
Cut off part of it, yeah.
So silicone pint.
Yeah.
It's a pint of silicone.
Yeah.
Don't be...
Looks like you can mash
a silipint.
Speaking of silicone in a very roundabout way, I watched Shark Tank last night.
Oh, you love Shark Tank.
I fucking
such
love Shark Tank.
Good
that show.
Show.
It's a perfect
so
show.
Good.
It's your
there's
show.
There's highs, there's lows, there's
comedy. It's your
comedy.
Show because Tim always loves... Tim's always out there selling, you know?
Always be closing.
Always be closing. He's closing. Mm-hmm. ABS.
Always be selling.
And that, like, brake system. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's Monday.
But it was a great episode.
Everyone.
And the reason we watched, I've never watched it live before. Like,
right.
the new episodes, I always just watch them on an airplane. But Gia's former boss, who was a 30 Under 30 winner.
Nice.
Got to present the company that Gia used to work for.
Really?
And was trying to get $200,000 for 20% of his company. And after going through whatever, they were fighting over him.
Really?
What?
And Mark Cuban ended up giving $200,000 for 15%.
What?
So that never happened.
He got more than he wanted from
what?
Mark Cuban. It was like, this is fucking unbelievably cool.
Fuck, I mean, he's a billionaire, obviously. But like, can you imagine being at that point? You're like, $200,000,
like,
whatever.
Fuck
I can
it.
Decide. I can decide to give someone $200,000 in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
It's freaking crazy.
If I had to give anyone $200,000. I would be like, first off, it would put me in debt. Second off, I would not be able to sleep for like weeks.
Richard Branson was on this episode, like, because he was a guest one, because the mean dude, Kevin, whatever the fuck,
Mr. Nice.
Is that what they call him?
I think so.
Mr. Moneybags or whatever? I don't know, whatever. He wasn't there. So they replaced him with Richard Branson, the virgin dude.
Mm-hmm.
And oh man, that was a different feeling for the show. Like, he was like, I'll do 200 for 20%. And then Mark Cuban, like, undercut him. And afterwards, like, Richard Branson gets, he's like, I just want to hug you. You're doing good work. And
Richard Branson,
I'm like, what the fuck?
He just seems
you're
like,
not a shark.
First
you're
off,
a dolphin.
Richard Branson, every time you see him, including on those videos that he used to be on in Virgin America, like,
yeah.
He just seems like a fun guy.
He's just
man.
There.
He just likes
he's
to
just
have,
having a good
he's like,
old
he's
time.
Like a modern day version of Austin Powers. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Oh
baby.
My God, that's
yeah.
So true.
Let's start an airline. Like, he's going
Let's
to space,
start
man.
An
We're going
airline.
To space.
Yeah.
Is he still doing SpaceX? Is
yeah.
that him?
Oh, I don't know about it anymore. Or is that, I don't know what he sold.
Kevin, which one's Elon Musk's?
Is Alaska going to space?
SpaceX is always Elon Musk.
What was Wonderful. Virgin's? What was Virgin's? Wasn't Virgin, oh, Virgin Galactic or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Wasn't Richard Branson trying to do that for a while?
I don't know how far they got.
Probably not very far.
Look at the chat.
The chat is talking about my eyes still. I don't know.
Anyway, it was Elon very Musk. Cool to see
SpaceX
someone that's tangentially connected. To us.
It's wild.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So what, was his first
what are we
employee?
Pitching? Let's pitch something on.
Kind of funny. I was watching it. I was just like, I was telling G, I'm like, this is impossible to do as an exercise.
Right.
But God, I would love to do Shark Tank if I pitched Kind of Funny, you pitched Kind of Funny, and Greg pitched Kind of Funny just to see
we
what
just
would
all
happen.
Three of us went in there.
Just pitched
and
it differently.
I tried desperately in five. How long did they get? Like a minute?
No, they're there for probably like a good 10.
In 10 minutes. If I tried to describe what we do with this company, I can't even describe what we do with this company to my mom.
Yeah.
She's like, wait, what do you do again? Yeah. Wait, you do the YouTube? You do the YouTube. You make Halo, right?
I'm you
like,
make, yeah, Halo. Mom, we make Halo. Yep, we make Halo.
We make Halo games. That's what we
I'm
do.
I'm proud of your mom for knowing Halo.
She does know, well, I don't know if she knows Halo. She knows Mario because we got a lot of cousins named Mario.
Mario.
A couple housekeeping things before we move into the news. We'll be talking Justice League, Daddy's Home 2, and Lord of the Rings. Congratulations to Irrational Passions. They did a 24-hour stream over the weekend. Greg and Joey flew out there to help out along with Jen Millar.
Mm-hmm.
You all are crazy. You're crazy. They're crazy for doing a second 24-hour stream, but they raised more money for the kids, those big, beautiful kids.
So,
and we thank you guys.
Shout out to Irrational Passions and OK Beast, both parts of Team Kind of Funny, raising a lot of money for the big, beautiful kids, pushing us over our total from last year.
Yay!
Very fucking cool.
We went. We did it.
We did it.
We cured the
We
kids.
Did it. And also, shout out to Rooster Teeth. You see that?
Would they raise $1 billion?
About almost $1.3 million.
Fuck, man. Good for them.
Their goal was $1 million.
Good for them. God bless them.
Alfredo kissed a bunch of boys.
I saw a picture of Alfredo and Trevor in the same shirt, and I'm like, they are the same fucking person.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to not touch each other because it's Time Cop.
It is Time Cop.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just blow up the house.
Exactly.
This might be from last week. Cooking with Greggy leftovers are on Patreon. I don't know if those are live now for everyone.
I think it's just Patreon.
Is it just Patreon?
The leftovers are only on Patreon right now.
Cool.
That's pretty much all the extra footage of them fucking up and fucking around, Nick being upset at things.
Yeah, we cut a lot of things out.
Jen being
out
very
of
hungover.
This show, yeah. We cut a lot of things out of the show for timing reasons just to move it along. So if you guys want to see those extra shenanigans, you guys can support us over at patreon.com/kindoffunny at the $1 above level where you get early access to all of our content, including this. I think we have one more thing. Oh, no, the bread thing already went up, right? Did the bread thing go up already? I think we have one more thing left for Cooking with Greg.
I think this is it.
Yeah, I think this is it.
Do we already put the bread thing up, the bread episode?
I don't know if that's ever going to go up as a full episode.
I think we're going to put up as just like a shenanigan.
But I don't think that, I think this is the last.
Well, congratulations, everyone. This is it. This is it.
This is it. Cooking with Greg. We have cooked with Greg.
Season one is done. Resounding. A lot of people saying best cooking show ever made.
I heard that today is Cooking with Greggy Day. So you are supposed to go and cook something and use the hashtag Cooking with Greggy and tweet it at Greg Miller.
There you go.
At Game Over Greggy.
There you go. Another quick reminder, the PSX community event schedule is up on the Kind of Funny Facebook group, our Reddit, and the forums. So go over there to see all where you can meet up with each other over there. There's a Patillo's meet and greet. There's a Kind of Funny community Christmas party Monday at Polite Provisions down in San Diego. Lots of fun things happening, so go check that out. I won't be there because I'm not going to PSX.
Yeah, I will not.
Are you going
there.
To PSX?
No.
No. But it's going to be fun.
That is cool. No, not cool, Greg. That is Greg Miller,
that is
Andy,
Greg.
And Joey.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Andy's going.
Yes.
So you guys can meet the hair in person.
Meet the hair in person.
Meet the hair in person. I'll take off the all sorts of sports for today.
The bread is up.
The bread is up.
The bread is up.
Okay.
That's what the people have been saying.
That's what the people
are
saying.
Show this. Show the people. So look, Cooking with Greggy Day continues.
I'm telling you right now.
That's hot.
That's actually, yeah.
Like a scene in Ghost.
That's something.
Actually, yeah.
That's something. I'll tell you this, and I've said this before. I am mystified that Greg's cooking is as good as it is. And this is not a supreme vote of unconfidence. I don't know what the opposite
is. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
With Greg.
But I mean, I know that sounds like an insult, because it kind of is, but I was when he cooked.
Oh,
I was like,
"Shit! Look at
everything
these.
You're cooking is really, really good." Congratulations to Greg because he actually has talents outside
he does.
Of his business.
He does.
It's great.
Yeah.
Tim, are you ready for some news?
I'm ready for some news.
Let's get into it. The first reactions are up from a little movie called Justice League.
We're seeing it Thursday.
We're seeing this Thursday. I assume we will be gumming back to the office to do reacts for it.
Absolutely.
And that will be live ASAP. We will see. So, here's my prediction for our reacts. I bet Greg cries at some point. Neither good nor bad. I don't know why, but really? I bet he cries.
Well, not during the reacts, but in the movie, you mean?
No, like, I just mean during the
reacts. During the reacts. During the reacts,
he'll cry about something. He'll either make himself laugh so much that he cries, or it'll be such a travesty for him.
That is a solid prediction.
That's my prediction.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually kind of excited to see the movie at this point. Like, I feel like it's been so fucking long that we've been seeing teasers for this shit.
They've been pimping this movie for 3 years.
30,000 years.
Midway through Batman v Superman, they stopped and they were like, oh, by the way, we're making Justice League. Yeah. Here are all the cool little icons.
Let's figure that out.
Hey, we're going to figure that out.
But yeah, I'm at a point where I'm like, all right, cool. I know what I'm expecting here.
I think
let's just have a good time.
Yeah. And I think that seems to be the resounding sort of theme for all of the feedback that I've seen so far. And by all the feedback, I mean just the feedback that I've seen in this IGN article that we're going to go through right now. This is from Jim Bovoda over at IGN. Says, hashtag Justice League is okay. It's fun. The character is enjoyable. The cast has good chemistry together.
We nailed it, guys.
I want to see more from them down the line. It looks like a Snyder film, but sounds like and plays like a Whedon one. That's not a bad thing.
No.
It has lots of issues, though, and I'll get into that when the review embargo lifts sometime next week. And the good news is the JL, but the Justice League entertains. If BVS turned you off, then consider JL as a consider JL a palate cleanser. Terry Schwartz goes on to say, I'm genuinely happy to report hashtag Justice League, and it's got a little cool line, is a lot of fun. It's not perfect and has its problems, but does the job of making you care about these characters as a team by its end. It's also very funny in lots of unexpected ways. I'm telling you, this is all I need. This is all I want this to be.
Yeah.
Right? There's a bit more people on here. There's lots of fun feedback. Go over to the IGN article. Steve Weintraub says also that I have a lot to say about Justice League, but wait until it's released to really get into that. But two important things to know. Stay till the very end of the credits, and Jason Momoa is awesome as Aquaman.
So that's an interesting thing. First time the DC movies are going to have a post-credit scene.
This escalation of post-credit scenes needs to stop. They need to de-escalate the post-credit scenes.
What are you talking about?
Here's why.
Nick,
here's
there's
why.
No escalation.
Why, Nick?
It's escalated.
One.
Okay. It's escalated.
In Thor, there was a mid-credit scene, and then there was a post-credit
scene. Okay, so for the last 10 years,
the
standard.
Now DC's taking it up a notch, right? They're able to compete, and they're saying, we're going to put, what's next, a pre-movie
Wait,
scene?
Wait, hold on a second.
We're going to start the movie?
No.
How are they taking it up a notch?
DC is doing one.
And then they're going to do two. And pretty soon, the entire credit. Here's why I'm complaining about this.
Speculative.
Let me just skip to the joke here. It's because by the end of every movie, I really have to pee.
Yeah.
And now I have to sit through the credits of now DC
or
movies.
Or go pee during the credits.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yes,
though.
You do.
No, they did the
They
do the mid fucking
thing. Yeah, they do the thing where they show all. There's the fancy Marvel, like, here's some cool CG and fucking motion graphics. Mm-hmm, and it cuts to black for a second. Then they show the first one. And then there's 15 minutes of credits, which time you can pee.
It's like VFX. And then it wraps up, and then the closing scene. Yeah. Here's where it gets me. Every once in a while, this is not a DC movie or a Marvel movie, but every once in a while, movies, right, the credits move over, and they do the outtakes. And I'm waiting for that to start happening.
You talking about Rush Hour?
I mean, I'm actually absolutely...
And Rush Hour 3.
I think Rush Hour 2 had them.
Rush Hour 2 definitely had them as well.
Yeah, they were great. Remember, you couldn't say Gavilka Fish? You couldn't say Gavilka Fish?
He couldn't say a lot of things. For all the people in the chat saying Guardian 5 or Guardians 2 had 5 of them, it's like that was the point, though.
Yeah.
Like that was funny.
That was the joke.
Just like the, what was the one
before? And my bladder suffered because of it. Now, is it James Gunn's fault that I like to have two gigantic Diet Cokes and a tub of popcorn that
it's
I can lose myself in?
It's literally a gallon of Diet Coke that he has.
Is it James Gunn's fault? No, it's not his fault. Is it Chris Pratt's fault that he looks awesome and I don't look like him? No. It's my fault. I take responsibility for this. I'm just saying that in the ever-expanding escalation war of post-credit sequences, there are casualties. And my bladder is one of them.
That is true. That is true.
Yesterday I watched a show called... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Yeah, a little louder.
Yesterday I watched this movie on Netflix called SwearNet. It's the Trailer Park Boys movie.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about that.
And I said, you guys hella remind me of them.
Like, that's nice.
Hella remind me of you guys. It's hella sick. They're out of character talking about their characters. Like, let's go online and make money of our characters. Let's fucking do it. And the whole ending credits is them arguing if there should be that little scene at the end. So this whole fucking conversation. No, man, you can't do that. No, we need it, man. We fucking need it.
I love it.
It's crazy. That just happened yesterday.
When Cool Greg recommends that I watch something,
you gotta do it.
I think about watching it. Yeah. I still have his DVD on my desk that I think about watching every weekend. I'm gonna get to it eventually. All right, I'm down for that. We should do that. We'll grab some food and watch it the other one instead. Andy.
Andy.
Nah, he's gone. Can you grab Andy for us? We're going to need Andy, not for this story. We're going to need it for all sorts of sports and the story after this. Kevin, let's quickly go home. Go into this next one.
Let's go home. Let's quickly go home, see where Daddy's at.
Andy, I need you to sit here on the I need you to stand by if you have 5 seconds. Is that cool? Okay. Our next story is congratulations to the cast and crew of Daddy's Home 2. You did it. You did it. Right?
It laps past
$30 million, ladies and gentlemen.
$30 million! Bah, 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 bah.
Now, I don't know if this is... What?
That's not an impressive amount, right?
It is for a movie that probably costs like $100 million.
All right.
It's a comedy. It's like... First off...
What is the review that the Geostorm podcast has on Daddy's Home 2 making $30 million? Andy, can I get the theme song?
Andy, can we get the theme song, please?
Kevin can cue it.
I don't know what that means.
We'll wait. Geostorm podcast intro.
Hold on.
I thought that would be self-explanatory. I do. I can see where it falls because we do call the podcast 15 different things.
Well, yeah, you guys just. I didn't know you wanted the intro. Hold on.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, we didn't know we wanted the intro until we told you to get it.
Yeah.
So I think we're both. All I'm saying is we're both at fault on this.
Whoa.
We might both be at fault on this.
That did not go the way I expected.
Sorry, for everyone listening at home, Kevin's trying to figure out how to pull this YouTube video out. And key it over us. There it is. You nailed it.
There we go.
Did that end early?
Huh?
Okay. Geostorm podcast. Wheel spin. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here, man.
Hey, yeah. Man, good to have
Happy
you.
Happy to be here. Happy to be a part of this.
Daddy's Home 2 has made $30 million this weekend, taking just $2 million more than Murder on the Orient Express, which is supposed to be by far a bigger movie. Of course, we should note Thor Ragnarok still destroyed everything with making like $58 million. Doesn't matter. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying to you is this, Andy, as the only other diehard Daddy's Home fan in this office, are you excited for the proposition of Daddy's Home 3? The prospect,
Daddy's
I should say.
Back.
More daddies. It's gonna be daddy. Granddaddies. They're gonna get Burgess Meredith. They're gonna fucking get him out of the grave. He's gonna come and be like, ah, wah, 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 wah.
Daddy's retired and he's here to stay.
Right.
That's what they're gonna call it.
Now here's would it surprise you if I told you that Kevin Coelho, our Kinda Funny's very own Kevin Coelho, watched Daddy's Home this weekend, tweeted about it, and then over drinks on Saturday night pulled me aside and said, Nick, I'm gonna tell you this, but I'm not gonna actually. Tell anyone else that
you liked it.
I liked the movie.
I didn't say I liked it. I said it was a lot better than it had any right
really?
To be. It was so Will Ferrell, and it's just great.
He's fucking funny.
He's so good.
Wait, did you watch it?
No. He's talking about Daddy's Home 1.
You saw the first one.
He saw the first one.
In anticipation.
You can't, by the way.
In anticipation.
Do yourself a favor so, and definitely watch the first one so the second one makes sense. Yeah, otherwise, you're not going
to
get it.
You have to get caught up on the lore.
Yeah.
The world.
I mean, you guys are joking.
Stay through the credits.
Well, it's because they introduce a lot of different characters. They throw a bunch of different characters at you. Like, faction is he for, you know?
Okwikwiwa, one, in the chat, says, Bad Moms franchise is better than Daddy's Home franchise. Now, here's the thing.
Have you seen the Bad Moms, the first one?
No, I didn't. It looks so bad, man.
It looks so bad. Bad Nick.
But what if there's a crossover?
Oh, there might be Bad Moms and Dirty Grandpa. Daddy's Home. That'd be fucking amazing.
Oh my god, that's a cinematic universe I can get behind.
Now, here's the thing. You guys know that I'm highly, when I watch movies with different people, I don't know what the term I'm looking for is here, but it'll come to me. It's Monday. Hold on. I can be very influenced by, my opinion can be influenced by who I'm watching the movie with.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So if we're all watching Thor together, it's going to be great. Yeah. If I'm watching it with someone who's not necessarily...
Your wife.
My wife. Then it's probably not going to be as fun for me.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
I watched Bad Moms with my wife and my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
It was a fun romp.
She liked it?
Oh, everyone liked it. It's actually...
Everyone liked it.
Everyone involved in that night's viewing party thought it was a fun movie. Again, there's a difference between good movie and fun movie. It fits in this category.
I have not seen Daddy's Home. Okay. I can't say that
I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies is The Other Guys, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
It's weird to me. That movie just did not resonate with me.
That movie, this should be a fucking home run. Mm-hmm. Knock out of the park, grand slam, Andres Galarraga. The big cat, El Gato Grande.
Yeah.
El Gato Grande.
And I get to the part where his fucking motorcycle's like driving through his house.
That's like the first like 10 minutes.
No, it's 30.
About an hour in. That's when he tries to ride the motorcycle and it like haphazardly
goes in his house.
I had reached my limits. So at this part, I was like, this movie is fucking
Wait, but like, how good was Hannibal, what's his face?
Which one?
Burris?
Hannibal
Burris?
I love Hannibal
Burris. He was so good. I love Hannibal Burris. He was so good.
It was fun. Yeah. Look,
the
again.
Fact that they name his, like, the kid, his character's name.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Oh, he has a kid, and when they're talking about having babies, one of the kids like, can we name him? Whatever the other guy's name, what Hannibal's character's name was. And he's like, well, I don't know. And he's like, oh, because I'm black?
Oh, guys.
I'm
telling you right now, Kevin and I just had a moment because Daddy's Home is that funny. I like all the stuff at the beginning when he's talking about his car, how much he loves his car.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great movie, guys.
I mean, that was just like really.
It's classic Ferrell.
Intense classic product Ferrell. Placement.
Classic Ferrell. You know what I mean? The Toyota paid for that, or whatever the car was paid for
that.
It
was Ford Flex.
It was a Ford Flex.
Which is an excellent car.
It is an excellent car, guys. Andy, before I let you go, people in the chat are asking for Andy's all sorts of sports in 15 seconds, and there's a Lord of the Rings story coming up that I want
to... Hold on, I don't even have my phone to look up.
Well, just go off the cuff. Ready? Go.
Fuck. Okay, hold on. The Cowboys lost. That fucking sucks.
What about the Niners?
5-4
the Niners
now. Not great. Niners, who knows? They're probably 0-10 now.
I think they won.
Are they?
Did they win? Shit.
For sure. And that's 15 seconds. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate that.
Man, sorry.
Next news story. This will be right up Andy's sleeve.
Do we need this?
No.
Variety reports Lord of the Rings series moving forward at Amazon with multi-season production commitment.
We can end there. We don't really need to know anything more, right?
What a great idea. Let's make a series based on a movie that won a fuckload of Oscars, and it's one of the best trilogies of all goddamn time. Woo!
Oh my god, that's a lot of things that you're saying that aren't true.
Woo! I usually like Andy. This is not one of those times. Lord of the Rings is okay.
No, it's boring as shit.
I want somebody to sit me down and in 10 minutes explain to me what actually went, the fuck happened in those movies.
It's really simple.
You ready?
Because, I mean, yeah.
Time it. 10 minutes. No, I'm good. You have 10 seconds. Let me read this story and then you can go into this.
Really?
Set in Middle-earth, the television adaptation will explore new storylines preceding the Fellowship of the Ring. The deal also includes a potential additional spin-off series. The series will be produced by Amazon Studios in cooperation with the Tolkien Estate and Trust, HarperCollins, and New Line Cinema, a division of Warner Brothers Entertainment. So it's a prequel. I just wanted everyone to know that. Go ahead and explain the Lord of the Rings.
Well, let's save that.
It's not. And here's the thing. It's actually pretty easy to explain, which is why everyone's like, cool, why did it need to be 15 hours long?
Well, that's my thing, is I understand the general plot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, yeah, there's 9 hours of movie in there.
Check it out. You know when you're watching Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great start.
And there's a really, really good
great start
conversation.
Yes.
That's happening on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That an outsider might see is like, oh, this fucking show's boring. But to you, it's like, you know the story, you know what's mm-hmm. happening.
Mm.
What they're talking about is really important in the universe, and it's also really well-written, and it's fucking awesome, right?
Is it well-written?
There's a lot of scenes about that. There's a lot of scenes like that in Lord of the Rings, where there's really, like, soft-spoken dialogue between two characters that really mean a lot to the universe. And to an outsider, you might walk by and be like, what's this fucking nerd-ass show? It's boring. They're just talking all the time.
And then but Legolas fucking surfs on the thing and arrows people.
Yeah, but it's really well-written and shit. I love that Cool Greg walked over here. And he was like, you really going to explain to them? And I think it's because he wanted to.
Yeah, he wants to know. Well, let's save that for like a GOG topic at some point.
Okay.
Andy explains Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Because I want to actually.
I guarantee you I don't really
How about
know.
We do that on the GOG? Let's do it on the GOG this week with our special guest.
We're not doing a GOG this week.
I think we are doing a GOG this week. Oh, is it now? Is it next week?
We are.
I won't be here.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. That is one.
Yeah, but, I feel like he'd be a perfect person to talk with
about
Lord of the Rings. You know, we'll do it without you. I'll try to explain Lord of the Rings based off of my limited and very jaded perspective.
Kevin, there's a story on this page that I want to see more about. This Weinstein company trying to sell Paddington 2 before what?
Oh, no. Before bankruptcy.
Before a report comes out about Paddington.
Yeah, oh no, Paddington.
Not Paddington.
Look how sad the image they got. God. It's so
they pulled the worst fucking still from that. Jesus Christ.
That's horrible.
Christ.
Horrible.
Oh man. What are you going to do? Lord of the Rings TV show. Here's the deal.
Is there more to say
Don't
about
need
that?
It. Don't need it.
Nick, if they just get the movies and chop them up into 20-minute segments, like, there you go. It's done. That's season one and two.
The thing is, all kidding aside, Lord of the Rings is an amazing, amazing series.
I like
to give it shit. It's beautifully done if you like that. It's very much the same as Game of Thrones, right? Where people
can level
the same criticisms of Game of Thrones. It's like, it's too long, too many different characters, no one knows what the fuck's going on. I totally get it. Do I want more of this? No. But I'm not the target demographic. There are people out there that are going to fucking love this
shit. You don't have fucking prosthetic ears.
I don't have big feet, big hairy
feet.
You
don't got...
Well, I have medium-sized hairy feet.
Got it. There you go. There you go.
And I'll show them to you every single time it gets warm, but not too warm because I like to wear jeans with flip-flops, take pictures of my feet, and send them to Alexis. Alexis hates it.
She does.
She fucking hates it.
A lot of people hate that.
Yeah, but I don't tweet it. I just send it to her personally. And she goes, that's disgusting. Stop it. No person, no man should wear flip-flops and jeans. She just does not like it. She doesn't like that look.
It's a really bad look.
But, you know, there you go. There you go. I guess we'll do this last story. Just for the shits and giggles.
Just for shits and giggles.
This comes over from the Hollywood Reporter. Spider-Man spinoff Morbius, the living vampire movie, in the works with Power Rangers writers.
Hey, is there anything good about that headline?
No.
No.
Especially this picture.
Not.
This picture's terrible, these two gentlemen. Why are they smiling like that? Are they joking? Was this a joke smile? Why is the camera 2 feet away from where they bounce against the wall? What is happening to these two gentlemen in this picture? I feel like this is one where, like, you move a little bit over to the frame and there's two guns at the side of their fucking head and they're in some sort of, like, third world prison.
Fucking
like, you better tell everyone you're okay. I'm being treated very well. I'm being treated very well. They are not abusing me at all.
So, what's the over-under on this movie happening?
Who cares?
It's not. It's not happening. Second off, who the fuck cares even if it did?
I don't care about this, and I know, you know, the sad thing is I don't care about the Venom movie either. Like, I don't care about any Carnage Venom, doesn't matter. You nailed Spider-Man, let's stay with Spider-Man for a while, you know?
We're good.
How about this? We see those characters as bad guys, and they come in, and you write a cool story there, but then we get Spider-Man. Because if there's one thing I don't like, is anything that has to do with the main character, but the main character's not in it.
Mm.
Right? That's why I don't watch Gotham.
Mm.
Straight up.
I think he's in it now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in it.
Who the fuck knows?
Nah, they got a little. He is a Batman. They had to at some point.
It
was like 18 seasons of Smallville where, like, can he just fly already? Can he just be Superman already?
Yeah.
Like, why can't he fly?
That took way too long.
But Greg, people like Greg were like, I'm not gonna lie to you though.
Mm-hmm.
First three seasons of that show, every fucking time the intro came on, I fucking sang the shit out of it.
So hype.
Sang the shit out of it. Tim.
Yes.
Let's go into what we watched this weekend.
Oh, let's do that.
This will be our fun little deep dive talk about. There's not much crazy news, so we're gonna talk about what we watched this weekend. Tim watched some really good movies. I watched some really bad movies. Surprise. So let's talk about them right now. Tim, you saw a movie called The Florida Project.
I did.
What did you think of it?
So The Florida Project is one of those indie-ass indie movies that they don't even play in all the theaters. You have to go to the, I went to the Kabuki Sundance Theater.
It's in one theater. It's only there for a week.
Exactly.
Limited
screens. Release. Yeah, it's one of those deals. Can you pull up the information about this?
Yeah, hold on.
I don't really know. Gia was like, Tim, you've taken me to so many fucking Tim movies. Let's go to a Gia movie. I'm like, I don't know what that means, but I'm very upset about this.
The synopsis of this, set over one summer, the film follows precocious 6-year-old Mooney as she courts mischief and adventure with her ragtag playmates and bonds with her rebellious but caring mother, all while living in the shadows of Disney World.
So here's the thing.
Sounds kind of like a Tim Getty movie.
Now here's the thing. I didn't know anything about the movie. All right. I knew was that it was an indie movie, it was a Gia movie, and we're going to go watch it, and it was called The Florida Project. So I'm like, great, we'll fucking see.
Okay.
This movie starts off, Willem Dafoe's in it. And I'm like, okay.
It's the Vulture.
I'm in. That sounds great.
Right.
These Vulture? Kids, some of the best...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Green Goblin.
Green Goblin.
Yes. Some of the best child acting I have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Super fun movie. Super great. It's indie as all fuck. There's no story at all.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
But wow, the world building
is
so fantastic.
Oh, it's the guy that
so
did Tangerine.
Fantastic.
That's right.
Tangerine.
Tangerine
the director
was the
that
movie
did
that
this,
was shot on an iPhone.
The entire thing was shot on an iPhone.
Yeah, that's right.
This movie doesn't have that type
of
gimmick.
Greg the Bunny also? I love
Greg the Bunny. Was fantastic
Dude.
Until it was canceled.
Randomly, when I was working as an intern at Egg Pictures, I had to write synopsis of Egg Pictures was Jodie Foster's old production company.
Oh, okay.
They did The Dangerous Lives of Altar Boys and Little Man Tate. Anyway, I had to watch Greg the Bunny and write synopses of them.
Really?
Yeah, like I'd write treatments of them per each episode because they were looking for like different writers for different things. I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
I
was
that
terrible.
Show.
Somebody gave me a responsibility, and I probably tanked so many people's careers.
Well, the show finished. I blame you.
Well, it's probably my fault.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But no, the movie was really great, and I walked away, I'm like, Gia, if these are Gia movies, I'm totally it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but at the same time, like, I don't count this as a Gia movie. Like, I also didn't know that Disney World was part of it, and it's not, like, abundantly clear in the movie. Like, that's not the point.
Right.
It's definitely a theme as it goes on.
Like, this imagine this world over there that's totally make-believe that we live on the outskirts
of. Like, one of the parts, so the hotel that they're staying at is called the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
And at one point, there's a newlywed couple that pulls in. Like, the taxi kind of, like, lets them get out. And the, like, new wife is just, like, looking at it like, no, this isn't where we're staying. And you said we're staying in the Magic Kingdom. He's like, oh, fuck. Like, the husband really fucked up.
Right.
I have to stay there. And so it's things like that that kind of build it out.
Okay.
And I was like, this is, it's a really fun movie. And it's very, like, heartfelt. I cried.
Really?
I did.
I gotta see this.
There's a moment where I'm like, oh no, where it all just kind of like gets really, really bad out of nowhere.
Oh man.
But it makes sense.
That's always indie movies.
It's a slice of life. It's a slice of life. But then the end is very, very uplifting.
Okay.
Yeah. I recommend it highly.
So it's taking you through the range of emotions.
Total range of emotions.
That's the Florida
Funny
project.
As fuck, this little 6-year-old kid, in the movie, her name is Moni. In real life, her name is Brooklyn with two N's.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
That's dope.
You know?
Why not?
Is it Moni or Mooney? Moni? M-O-N.
No, they say it both ways.
I don't know. But anyways, if the Florida Project is playing anywhere near you, I highly recommend seeing it. I definitely think it's going to win a bunch of awards and shit.
Well, great. Okay.
Yeah.
I did sort of the opposite, right? I went and saw a movie called The Square this weekend.
Hmm.
And here's the synopsis of The Square. And was it my choice to see this movie? No. No, it was not. But you do things... for your marriage,
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
I understand.
This was a movie that was featured on the podcast, The Business. They talked to this director who directed a movie called Force Majeure, which was going to get nominated for an Academy Award, so they filmed themselves when the nominations were coming out, and when it got to the last one, it wasn't them. He was like, fuck. And so I didn't realize this at the time. I'd never seen this video, but apparently he was like, oh, let's play this up and they made a video about him freaking out. Like off camera,
yeah.
To the point where the guy's trying to calm down. He's like, no, don't take your clothes off. Don't disrobe. Don't do that. Like, and he's like screaming and crying.
Yeah.
As a commentary, yeah, on like, yeah. Why people are. I don't even know what the commentary was. Truth be told, but people have seen that video. Like,
it was such a commentary.
It was a commentary. This is where it goes too far. Where I'm like, I don't know what the fuck the point of that was. But so he got a lot of buzz for that. But this is his newest movie. It's called The Square. I will read you the synopsis now. It's a Swedish film, by the way. The Square is a poignant, satirical drama reflecting our times about the sense of community, moral courage, and the affluent person's need for egocentricity in an increasingly uncertain world.
Oh, man.
All right.
A lot of big words
and
in that.
Yeah. Let's see what the total runtime was.
Oh,
on
no.
This thing. I think it was like 2 hours and some change, wow, it felt like it was 5 hours. It felt like it was 5 hours. Now, the thing about these movies is this, and this is what you always get with indie movies, is... this is by a director, Ruben Östlund.
Mm-hmm.
Very capable director. Great cast. Great acting. I don't really know what was going on in there. It was a lot of social satire. It was a lot of social commentary.
Yeah.
A lot of social commentary.
So it's social commentary in the movie.
It's a lot of social commentary. Mm. It's 2.5 hours of we're gonna talk about social commentary right
yeah.
now. Beautifully made. I enjoyed a lot of parts of it. I think that it kind of fell on deaf ears for me, though. I don't think I'm intellectual enough
you
to really
understand
this.
You need Andy to watch it and explain it to you.
Yeah. I think Andy, the 1%er, needs to go and explain it to me.
Oh, yeah. He's rich now.
He's a chosen few.
Yeah, he's a chosen few. I was going to let that joke die, but
no.
We're not
letting that happen. So that's what I saw instead of Daddy's Home 2 this weekend. And am I better for it? Probably. Do I wish I'd spent that money on Daddy's Home 2?
Definitely. 100%. Yeah.
Are we going to watch Daddy's Home 2 this week?
Probably. No, we're seeing Justice League this week.
No, yeah. We can do two movies.
You guys should watch Florida Project.
Oh, I'd love to watch Florida Project. But the thing with here's the thing with these movies. Now, I'm happy we went out, all kidding aside, because I like to support independent cinema. I like indie films. I like to support foreign films that are coming over here. And the best way to do that is actually see them in the movie theaters. You support the theater as well. Having said that, do I wish that I just waited two weeks and just rented this for like $5 when it's inevitably on demand?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Will that be what I do for the Florida project?
Yeah.
Probably.
That makes sense.
I only have one really hardcore indie in me every month that I'll go see, and then the rest of the time
it's not a hardcore indie. Like, I feel like I was lied to.
Where
it's an indie movie.
Sure.
But it wasn't fucking obnoxious and pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, cool. Everything that happened, I'm like, I buy this.
Or you can get a movie pass and go with me to watch movie pass. I watched 3 movies this weekend.
Jesus, Kevin. Prof D277 says, has anyone seen Flatliners? No, because it fell flat in the theaters.
Oh, damn. Pow, 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 pow.
What a horrible thing to what a horrible thing to name your movie when it tanks.
Yeah.
Oh man, the
headlines write themselves.
If people actually cared to write the headlines on that one, but they didn't care to write the headlines on that one. So other movies I watched this weekend, showed my wife Kiss Kiss Bang Bang for the first time. She had never seen that movie. That is on Amazon Prime right now if you guys are jonesing for some Shane Black.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about Shane Black, two things. One, all of his movies tend to happen around Christmas, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
He writes that buddy cop detective noir better than I think anyone out there. The movie is weird. I only watched it once, so watching it again is always interesting because I'm like, wow, yeah, there's some problems with it. It's not a perfect movie. It's enjoyable. It's very much like the Nice Guys, which I think was the movie with Ryan Gosling and
I like that movie.
That's what it's called. And I originally watched that, did not like it. Watched it again in a more casual setting where I could pause it and go pee whenever I wanted to, come back to it. Enjoyed it a lot more. I've seen it twice since.
Really?
Yeah, I just kind of it's one of those. Shane Black just has it's like comfort food for me. You know, every once in a while, I'll just go back to those movies and be like, hey, all right, let's go back into this little world and take a stroll around Shane Black's brain for a couple minutes, for a couple hours, and then just get out of it. Same problems in, is it The Nice Guys or The Other Guys? The Nice Guys, I think. Same problems with The Nice Guys as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. The third act, you're like, what's going on? The resolution, you're like, all right. But for the most part, it's about the witty banter and the character development, and it's about having, you know, just seeing those characters exist in that world. And then I watched another movie called Johnny Be Good for about 5 minutes until I realized, wow, yeah, that's not a good movie.
Johnny Be Good? Johnny Be Bad, more like it. You know
Johnny
I mean?
Be Good was, I think that's the name of it. Am I missing that? It is Anthony Michael Hall, and it was him and Robert Downey Jr. I was jonesing for Robert Downey Jr., so I was like, I want to watch another movie of his, and that was not the movie to watch. I think it was the movie that basically put Anthony Michael Hall out of work. It just was not very good. It was during that transition time when Anthony Michael Hall was trying to go from being the nerdy kid and everything to sort of heartthrob. Like he was growing up and getting a little buffer.
It's a hard move.
And then he went away for a really long time.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt did that, though.
He did. Well, just come on.
JGL.
JGL, son.
What's he been up to?
JGL? He's doing seen hit record. That's the thing he does. I think he's still doing it. I follow it on Twitter. It's every few days I see something pop up about it.
Okay.
But yeah, I think he's just enjoying being an artist. There you go.
Want to read some tips now?
Let's read some tips. Let's go into it. Let's just do it. You know what I mean?
Let's just do it.
We'll be reading tips and cheers right now. If you want to give us a cheer, I don't know how that works, but if you want to give us tips, we use the American dollar. We just use currency.
Bits. Are they called cheers?
Well, they manifest themselves via a cheer.
They become cheers.
So if you accumulate enough bits, you get cheered.
Hey.
We, of course, read cheers, I guess, at the 500 cheer level or above.
Uh-huh.
Because that's 500, correct. I guess 350, I don't know.
It's 1 cent per one cheer.
I don't think that's the way it works. Every time you say that, someone tweets at me, Nick, that's not how it works. And then they give me the convoluted cheers to dollar ratio, which is just Microsoft points again. We're just going down that fucking rabbit hole again. Use dollars or give us cheers, whatever you guys want to do. Mr. Yasmin has given us the first tip and says, Nick and Tim, do you think Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and the rest of the DC characters sing TMNT theme song when the Turtles defeated them in Injustice 2? No.
No, but...
But I do sometimes.
I'm very excited about this. Did you see that the Ninja Turtles are added to Injustice 2?
No.
I don't know.
I think that's what he's talking about, right?
Do you see the trailer, Kev?
No, I haven't.
It's fucking cool. Like, it was a character pack 3 or whatever. And
Injustice
they
is the fighting game, right?
Yeah, the DC fighting game.
The DC fighting game.
And it introduces two new characters, and then you just see a fucking Psy come into the ground, and then, like, the camera pans over, and there's just, it's Raphael with the fucking...
With his size.
The coat and the hat walking down an alley, and then he pulls it all off, the other turtles come. Pretty fucking cool.
I love the turtles, man. Long live the turtles. Dudes in Space has given us another tip and said, finally got around to making our tribute to Cooking with Greggy. His wings did very well in our Hot Wings shootout. Dudes in Space on YouTube. Check them out. These guys are crazy. DJ Kento gave us a tip and said, happy birthday to Grimecraft. Everyone go say happy birthday to Grimecraft on Twitter and Instagram because he is the homie.
Happy birthday to Grimecraft. He is, in fact, the homie.
Alex Eve says, hey, guys, are you super cool or what? I don't know, super cool.
Oh, shit.
Definitely not.
See, the thing is, if you call yourself super cool, that's not cool.
You ain't cool.
You ain't cool.
You can't
call
cool
yourself
at all.
Cool. You can call us cool if you want, if you think we're cool. If not, we'll just be dorks like the rest of us. Mr. Yasman300 says, breaking news, Hulu is developing a Hitman TV show from the writer of John Wick.
Interesting.
Hitman is in the game franchise? Game.
Yeah.
Who's doing that now?
It's a whole convoluted story.
It's the whole thing, but Hitman's still around, right?
Didn't
they close down IO? Is it IO? No.
Yeah. They closed them down, but like they still kind of own the IP, and it's a weird... We'll see what happens.
How come every time I like a game, they close it down?
Is that true? Is that a thing?
Well, I like Deus Ex, and they're like, we're not going to do those anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it.
They didn't close it down. They just stopped making it because they were like, we have Marvel games now.
That's fair. Sly Fox C gave us a cheer, but I don't know if it meets the cheer threshold because I don't understand how math works, but I'm going to read it anyway. Nick, just reach over and unzip Tim's arm zipper.
There you go.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Tim will do it.
This is a cheap-ass jacket. It might rip.
And DJ Kento has given us another tip, our final tip for now, and says, Nick, have you seen the movie Spartan by David Mamet? Stars Val Kilmer as a spy. It's the most realistic spy movie I've ever seen. It's very cool. It demands your attention. It is really well-written. I have seen Spartan. And unfortunately, I remember not liking it because David Mamet writes with a very, very distinctive style, and it's a very redundant style where the characters repeat themselves a lot. Mm. It's his style because he comes from the world of like playwright and kind of a little more surrealistic view of like when he mounts productions and writes characters. They talk like this. Where's the girl? Tell me where the girl is. Where's the girl? Who's the girl? Where's the girl? Like that kind of back and forth. And so I got halfway through that movie and I was like, I don't really like this that much.
Yeah.
Having said that, I'm waiting for Val Kilmer to make his resurgence.
It's
and I'm
about
hoping
time.
It's Top Gun 2.
Yeah,
I really do.
I think it will be.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
That's it for tips right now. Of course, if you guys feel compelled to give us tips, we'll be back with the Kind of Funny Games Daily. Are you on the show, Games Daily, today?
I am on Games Daily today.
There you go. We get more Tim, less me. Now let's move into the section called PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. You can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend to nominate someone you feel is just being an outstanding human being in our community. And it can be anything. They did something cool for you. They did something cool for someone else. As long as they're doing something positive, please feel free to nominate someone. Just like Pirated TV Pro on Reddit is shouting out the random apple. Says, I'm watching the fires over the coast, having just gone a week without power from the hurricane and feeling like I should do something. I saw the random apple's post on Facebook offering food, water, clothing, and blankets to other best friends. I reached out and asked how I could help, and he posted an amazing Google Doc with links to local charities that can make a real difference on the ground. Thanks for being the best part of Best Friends.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's what it's all about, folks. Tim,
mm-hmm.
Do you like free stuff?
I love free stuff.
Everybody loves free stuff. And guess what? On this show, each and every day, we give away a free game. It's a code. You don't even have to wait in the mailbox. You just get it.
Download it.
I don't understand how this works. Sometimes Greg goes, we have the Slacks, and Greg goes, hey, here are all the codes. And then by the time I see it, they're all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. I got to be faster on the draw.
Yeah.
Today, we are giving away The Evil Within on PC. Of course, each and every day we give away a code. How do you become one of those lucky winners? Well, you can be in the Twitch chat right now. Spoilers, if you skipped around a lot, you didn't hear my stupid intro spiel. This show is a live show. We do it on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames every day, where you can be in the comments. You can be in the chat, rather, and talk to us and tell me how you don't like that I drink ice and all sorts of fun stuff.
You do drink ice.
You can also be a subscriber to this fine channel. It gets you private emotes, special emotes. Private chat time with us. You get to play games with us when we play games. It's super fun. It's very easy, by the way. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription, which you have to re-up every month. It sucks. If you guys forgot to do it this month, we'll wait. There you go. Thank you. We appreciate that very much, guys. There's ways 3 and 4. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 above level. You get entered in to win. You also get all the perks of the $1 or above level, which is early access to all of our content. And let me tell you, those party modes lately, woo!
Killing it.
Winning.
Ho-winning.
Ho-winning. Today's winner comes from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon, Pete Lannan. Congratulations,
Lannan.
You have one Evil Within
my
PC.
Dude.
Hope you're not a Mac guy like me. You probably are. Who knows?
No.
No, because Mac is right.
No, it isn't.
When is my iPhone coming? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
Isn't it like mid-December?
No, it's early December now. They moved it up.
Ooh.
Ooh, tastes good. All day, Tim and I did the shoot last week, which you guys saw. And all day, I'm like, Tim, let me film some stuff with your camera, with your phone. I just wanted to play with your phone.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It's fucking great.
It is
great. A lot of people have been asking if we're going to post any behind-the-scenes stuff from the Disney shoot. Mm-hmm. The answer is yes.
We are.
We're going to put up a whole vlog.
We are.
Of our adventure in L.A., shooting a commercial.
We did. So, yeah, as part of the project, we wanted to do a vlog basically about the whole concept. You guys know I love production, and I wanted to share a little bit about that. Tim likes trying on costumes. He wanted to definitely see people, like, make sure you guys saw him in that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best of both worlds, really.
Yeah, exactly.
We filmed a lot of B-roll, starting with the airport. We did the vlog thing. You know, we started at the airport. I'm so tired. I had 5 cups of coffee, and Tim's like, Nick, stop drinking coffee. And we fought. I'm like, give me the coffee.
That's exactly what happened.
I need my drug.
So the vlog will be coming out. And then the commercial, a lot of people asking when the commercial is coming out. The commercial will be on TV in December.
Right.
So yay. We'll let everyone know where they can watch it.
There you go.
When we know.
Let's go into the chat. Let's do the old 3 and 3 right
the
now.
The old 3 and 3.
We'll take three questions, concerns, or compliments from you in the chat if you feel so inclined to compliment us from the non-subscribers. And then we will go to the subscribers. I've been told to stop calling them the chosen few because apparently that's too cool.
But you've been told by yourself.
By yourself.
I did tell myself that.
I hate
this. This is like one of those classic Nick things where you get in your own head. Like, what's wrong with the chosen few? Like, why do you act like that's like a taboo thing to say?
Because if you act like it's taboo, it's cooler.
Oh, okay.
It's not. You're making it weird.
You are making it weird.
It's like when you're going to go to a club and you're like, can we get in? And people are like, no, we can't get in.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Then when you get in, it's cool.
Yeah, but you're
then you
like,
get in, there's
hey,
no one there, and you're like, God damn.
But when you say, hey, always. People have said it's a bad thing to call you guys this, people think, oh, I guess it's a bad thing.
I mean, that you raise a great point. But we all know that I'm full of shit. So.
I don't know. What does that mean now?
Nobody knows, Kevin. Nobody knows. Let's take some comments, guys.
We all know that you're full of shit.
Ryan Sintelli said, how many times did Tim have to pee during the shooting of the commercial?
None that got in the way of the production.
Yeah.
There was one time that was really awkward because our outfits were very, very weird.
We were wearing full
spandex. A lot of spandex, a lot of
very
just
hard
moving
to get
parts.
In a dance belt. There was a dance belt.
There was a
was
dance
happening.
Belt. And if you don't know what a dance belt is, imagine granny panties in the front and just a fucking thong in the back. And when
why
I say thong,
what? Like, why would they want that?
To the point of it is to pat down the balls and the ding dong,
yeah.
So that you're not seeing it through the spandex.
So you don't get the full effect of it.
Because sure. At the end of the day, this was a Disney commercial.
It's a commercial. It's going out. It's supposed to be G-rated. So yeah, they. Didn't
so they're like they took one look at me and Nick's dick, and they're like.
Thunder
and
lightning? No, thank you.
Not today. So we had to wear that thing. But the thing about the thong is it's not like one of those cool G-string thongs that you're used to seeing. Mm-hmm. That shit was thick as fuck. And it changed me. I couldn't walk around I can still feel it. You know what I mean? It's like a phantom pain.
There are... It is. There are a few touchstone moments in my life. A few moments that I will think back to forever. You know, first time we did a podcast. That was super fun, right? First time we did the E3 live show, you know, that's kind of funny. That was a great moment. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that will stay with me was the feeling of that belt up my crack.
Yeah.
As we had to walk around to that. And I had a newfound respect for all women who choose to wear that type of undergarment.
Yeah.
Because it is not comfortable, and it is distracting, and for whatever reason, you know how like when you walk into a room and there's a weird smell, and you're not sure if it's a good smell or a bad smell, but eventually your nose gets used to it and your brain channels out the smell because it doesn't need it anymore.
Sure.
This is the opposite of that. You are always aware.
Absolutely.
Every time you move anywhere, you're like, well, there's something in my ass.
There's something in there. But that's the thing.
And then I started thinking about the people. I was like, where's this going after this? Do I just throw this out?
I felt so bad, man, because that thing was in bad shape.
It was disgusting.
Rank is the right word.
I don't want to spoil it.
My favorite thing about that whole experience, though, Nick, is that we had to try on all the costumes and do all that stuff, and there was the two wardrobe girls. And once it was all done, they were like, you guys are the only people we've ever met that when we handed you this fucking thong thing, you didn't even question it. You were just like, okay, and you just put it on. And I'm like, that's the type of people we are.
Part of me, I'm not going to lie, part of me was like, I'll put it on the opposite way.
Just walk out.
I didn't do it. That's gross.
Let's see. Stark My Ball says, how do you guys feel about this time of the year with the early darkness? Do you like it or is it depressing? I do not like it at all. It gets in the way of everything. And even worse, it's way too bright in the mornings. And so when I'm out like sleeping and I have to wake up and I see this fucking bright ass shit, I ain't down with that.
Locust Chiefs. Oh, no, fucking it. Locust Chief says, Nick, who is your favorite, Kevin or Andy? I can't pick. I love them both.
Just be honest.
Just be honest.
Oh, I love you both. Yeah, Kevin, you and I have been bonding a lot lately. And I appreciate that.
BSilver87 says, speaking of underwear, any comments on your favorite? I've been subscribing to MeUndies and they're pretty good. I'm wearing MeUndies. I swear by MeUndies.
You do.
They are a game changer.
And we're not sponsored by MeUndies.
Well,
we have been in the past.
We have been.
But we are not currently. This show is not sponsored.
This show is not sponsored.
You just
like the way they hug your chest. But if you want to go to kindoffunny.com, nope. MeUndies.com/kindoffunny. Then you're good. MeUndies are legitimately fantastic. They feel good. They breathe good. It's one of those things I just swear by. Where I'm like, I won't even buy other underwear anymore.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's fucking weird. They're colorful and fun.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I saw your undies when we were shooting the shoot.
Yeah.
You did the, you had the smiley face undies.
I did.
And they were there. They were loud and very Tim Gettys.
Mm-hmm.
What are MeUndies, says Mo Joe. What? I think we covered that. But go check it. Just Google it. Falcon 1282 says, wonder if Kind of Funny Games Daily will talk about the Harry Potter game by
Niantic.
Niantic.
We already did
Maybe.
Last week.
We did last week.
We did last week. You got to catch up, bro. Catch up. Mr. Yasman 300 says, Nick, have you heard that all the money in the world reshoot will cost $2.1 million because Ridley Scott will shoot Christopher Plummer on location instead of green screen? I have heard that. If you're not familiar with this, this was the Kevin Spacey movie that's coming out, and they're replacing Kevin Spacey with Christopher Plummer 6 weeks before the movie is set to release.
Yeah.
So that's not, that's crazy. That's got to be stressful.
Let's get into sub-only chat.
Okay.
Boop, 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 boop.
We're in sub-only mode right now. This is the Chosen Few.
The Chosen Few.
So there you are. Tim, y'all doing any Black Friday shopping, says Gilbert G12.
Nah, probably not.
I need a microwave.
Okay. Titan Matrix says, Nick, Tim, what do we need to do to get a Let's Play series of you two playing Hitman Season 1? Tim yelling at Nick's fucking up murder sounds hilarious. We should absolutely do that. Have you ever seen me play a Hitman game?
No, I have.
It's terrible.
Exactly.
Because I get frustrated and I just want to kill everyone in the environment, and then they give me 500 NPCs and I want to kill them all.
Yeah.
And they say stupid shit and they're all bougie.
Bougie.
They're always rich and bougie.
Strokes or Stokes 636 says, Kevin, can you have my microwave? I fucked that up.
Let's see.
Shrub Tim says, I need a TV. What's the business, Tim? The LG OLED series is the best way to go. The B6 or C6 or B7, C7 are great. There's the fancier ones, the E and G series, but they're the same.
Fancy boys.
They're unnecessary. It's like they just add better. The bezel looks nicer and there's like built-in speakers, but it's the same video quality. So I would totally get, I have the C6 and I fucking love it. It's curved. You don't really need the curve. You can just get the B6.
Astra 17 says, Nick, better Mark Wahlberg movie, The Departed, Daddy's Home, or the new Transformers? Well, I haven't seen the new Transformers yet, so I can't really weigh in on this, but I'm going to go ahead and say, out of those three movies, Daddy's Home, clear winner. Clear winner.
He's so good in The Departed.
He's great in Daddy's Home as well. He's the highest grossing actor of last year. Just think about that.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that? Remember the whole fucking tirade that
they
went on?
They paid him $65 million to act.
Yeah.
He got paid a lot of money to act.
God. Let's do one more.
All right. Ignacio Rojas says, Nick, watch High School Musical. Why haven't you? I don't know. It's queued up. It's on one of my
High School Musicals queued up on your list.
I've always wanted to watch High School Musical because I'm a huge Zac Efron fan, as you know.
Yeah, this is his origin story.
And this is his origin story. I liked Zac Efron. First time I remember really liking him was in that movie he did with Matthew Perry and Leslie Mann, where he goes back, it's like switching places. He goes back to being young and then has to go back to high school. Remember Matthew Perry?
Something
happens to him and he becomes Zac Efron and has to go back to high school.
17 again.
Yes. And so I was like, I like this movie. And then I like Zac Efron in the high school setting. So maybe I'll watch High School Music. I mean, right? It's a
part
natural
one, two,
fit.
And three.
So we'll see. We'll have to see. I mean, is it going to be as good as the Bring It On series? Probably not.
Definitely not.
Bring It On.
Like, you're actually
the Bring It On
classic
series.
You're
bringing the sequels into it.
Sure, I'm not
have
sure
you
if you.
Have seen the sequels?
I have seen every sequel to it.
Okay, I have seen
every single one.
I've seen a good many of the sequels.
Bring It Up. Bring it up.
Take it to the streets.
I just remember at one point Kirsten Dunst stepped down from the role, and Hayden
at one point.
And Hayden Panettiere stepped into the role.
Yeah,
and it took it.
She
up
brought it. Yeah.
She fucking brought it, man.
Was she not the sister?
No.
It's the same character.
No, I think it's just a whole different storyline. I didn't really pay that close attention to when I was watching the second Bring It On movie on TBS or wherever the fuck I was watching it.
It's been a fun show.
Yeah, this is it. Let's call it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your Kind of Funny Morning Show for this Monday. Have a great week. Just be excellent to each other. Tim will be back with Kind of Funny Games Daily. I'll be back in about 5 seconds to read all of you beautiful subscribers out there. Thank you so much for your support. Tim, thank you for hanging out with me.
Thank you.
I'll see you in 5 minutes. Bye.